Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Our guest today is Kim Niles, and she hails from Oklahoma. And our mutual friend is David Bauman, who is a mentor to her and has been an inspiration to me. He's a Texas guy that just circles the globe, it seems, inspiring people. And Kim is what I would consider, and many would consider, a modern-day female Job. Her topic today is grief and how to handle grief. In a period of very short time, she lost her father in a drunk driving. He was killed by a drunk driver, and then she lost her grandmother, and then two other grandparents, and then her boyfriend died in a car accident. Then her sister died in a three-week illness, and sister's fiancé died, and then two uncles died from cancer, and as you can imagine, the grief was debilitating. But Kim felt led to begin searching the scripture for words on grief and began writing it down to give her family a way of encouragement. And David heard about it and asked her, suggested that she enter her book in the Women of Faith writing contest, and she became a big winner in that and now has a book that is called Getting Your Breath Back. So we're going to talk today about grief and how to recover from that. I lost my mother a little over a month ago, and I told Kim on the program this is a very timely topic for me as well. So welcome, Kim.
Good morning, Laurie.
Thank you for being on the show. And so let's get started here, because unfortunately or fortunately, grief is a part of life, and it is a way that our souls get carved into works of glory. So tell us about your book. What tragedies inspired you to write a grief recovery book?
Yes. Well, growing up, like you said, my father was killed by a drunk driver coming home from a baseball game, and that kind of set our family back, because my mom was pretty young. She was in her 20s, and there was four of us children growing up. So her mother came and lived with us to help us through that very difficult time. And then 4 years later, my grandmother passed away. And then after that, a short time later, my sister died from a short three-week illness. And then, like you said, I also had two uncles and three additional grandparents who passed away. And growing up, my boyfriend died over Christmas break, coming home from a ski vacation, and so our family had quite a bit of grief growing up. And a lot of times people say, wow, you've gone through so much, but I think just going from losing my dad at such a small age, it really became almost second nature, because we had about probably 15 to 20 events happen growing up through deaths and life difficulty situations. My dad losing his job, and we just went through a lot of grief. And I had such a great, great role model in my mom and also my dad on how to handle life difficulties and life challenges and grief. So it really, whenever I did my book, I originally wrote it just for my mom and sister. My sister's lost two fiancés. So I was just desperate to help them and also just try to figure out, you know, well, why does all this just keep happening and keep happening? So just through doing multiple Bible searches on grief and loss, and it's funny you mentioned Job, because I did look at Job pretty in-depth and Psalms and Proverbs, and God just was so good just to give me so much insight into how to really write the book to help my sister and my mom heal, which later, like you said, David Bauman, he really helped me to encourage me to share my story to help other people through it.
And just so our listeners know, you can reach Kim at facebook.com/gettingyourbreathback. facebook.com/gettingyourbreathback. So, Kim, I know one of the first things that people ask after a tragedy, particularly a sudden loss, is why. How does Scripture address that question?
Yes. In Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time. Everyone's going to go through heartache, grief, joys, triumphs. God is so good to give us just the whole gamut of emotions and experiences in life. And that's probably the most difficult question. I certainly asked question why later in my adult life I went through almost like a second bout of grief. My son's father died, and we went through my sister's second fiancé passing away. And my son was diagnosed with facial tumors and going through multiple complications with that. Definitely, you ask, you know, Lord, why would you allow this? You know, you're supposed to be good. And the truth is, Lori, that grief is, it's not a respecter of anybody, and loss is definitely not a respecter of anybody. We all will go through times of grief and heartache and loss. And the Bible really addresses that each person, you know, God says he'll have his sun set on the righteous and the unrighteous. So we really, at that point in time, we need to draw close to the heart of God to seek our answers. And he gives each individual person the set of answers that are needed. Sometimes you'll find out the answer relatively quickly. Sometimes it might be a while. And sometimes you just have to trust God that he will offer an answer, but it might not be in this lifetime. But I've really seen that really grief is something, it's a powerful teacher that really teaches you how to live life fuller and better, and just to really grow close to the heart of God. I've just learned so much about God's heart, and just have grown so intimate with him through loss that I never could have ever hoped to learn any other way, you know, through good times and bad times.
So tell us what readers would find in your book. What are some things that might be surprising?
A lot of traditional books on grief, whenever I started writing a book for my mom and my sister, I was surprised by some of the grief books that I bought. You know, they addressed the grief steps, which I didn't go through any of them in the right way or the correct order, so I felt like a big failure. And then some of them really focus on how to get through grief, but my book goes the extra step and shows you how to not just get through grief, but to actually live life again, and how to address the things that hold you down, such as guilt and regrets and bitterness and not being able to forgive others if they've wronged you and it seriously impacted your life. So my book is more a book of hope. It does tell, you know, the traditional things like the feelings you may experience through grief, but it also offers a lot of hope of how to actually honor your loved one through living your life as fullest, the fullest that you actually can.
You know, it's such a theme of Shakespeare and drama and even the Hunger Games, you know, the recent movie. It's dealing with grief and loss, and how do you not feel guilty if you live and others die? So what are some steps for people around the guilt of survivorship?
The guilt, my guilt after my sister passed away was excruciating. At the time, I was, no one knew it, but my boyfriend at the time and I were talking about marriage, who is now my husband. And so where I typically would have been there for my sister, and I'd even go visit her in the hospital, and the last day I was with her, she asked me to rub her shoulders, and I'd always been the one to rub her face, and I felt such excruciating guilt that I dropped the ball, that I wasn't there for her. And just knowing I didn't have that last time, as I made my way to her hospital room to view her after she had passed away, just I sobbed, you know, that I wasn't there. I didn't get to say that last I love you, and to be there for her and not knowing she was as sick as she was. And I really had to write down all my guilt and all my regrets and just ask God, you know, please, you know, tell my sister I'm so sorry. Ask her to, forgive me for not being there in her greatest time of need. And just really, my book goes through all the steps that one can take. There's going to be some that have lesser regrets. There's going to have some people that have gone through, you know, 10 times worse than what I have with guilt and regrets. But there's steps in the book that share how to overcome those guilts and how to overcome those regrets. And some guilts and regrets, we just have to put at the feet of God and just ask him to work that out for us and do as much as possible as we can to work those things out. But some things you truly will have to leave at the just at the foot of God and just ask him to make things right with people who have passed on.
How beautiful. You know, it is true. We are, most of all, we're in denial that loss will come. We all think we're immortal and that our loved ones are immortal, and so we're shocked when loss happens, even though we may feel prepared for it. And I think what I like about what I'm hearing from you is this notion of how do you recover your own life?
Yes.
And so many people get shrouded in grief and never recover.
Yes.
So what else can readers expect to find in your book, Getting Your Breath Back?
Just so much. It really tells how to develop just a treasured personal relationship with God, how to regain your faith and hope, how to deal with the guilt and regrets and debilitating bitterness, and how to help find the encouragement you need during grief. There are so many resources that are so great. One being Grief Share. If you contact a local church, it's a free program. I've never gone through the program, but just so many people have told me so many great things about just so many programs that are out there for grief. How to understand the importance of relationships, and other people who have gone through grief before you are just invaluable to help you through your own grief. They kind of, it's almost like they've gone to a different country and they've already, you know, traveled it, and they can tell you how to get through the winding roads of grief. And so that's something that my book addresses, and how to value God's time through grief, because obviously it's not something you can shut off or decide not to go through. You know, it's going to be there. So how to really get through it, and how to value God's timing through it, and get as much as you can out of your experiences. And one of the things I address in my book is just the importance of grieving your own way. So many people feel like they have to grieve a certain way, or so many people put expectations on you. Well, you shouldn't do this. You should do this. And I encourage people to go through grief. It's such a unique journey with just God himself that no one, it's too personal for someone to tell you how to go through those steps. So just to really grieve in your own way, and to do what, you know, God's leading you to do through your grief. Something else in my book, I tell how to develop gratefulness and thankfulness and praise. And so many times that's not your natural inclinations when you're going through heartbreaking, debilitating grief. You know, the last thing you want to think about is being thankful for any situation or grateful for life. But I addressed how to be grateful and thankful and be able to praise God, and how to really wrestle through your relationship with God, because originally I know I was extremely upset with God for going through all the things I went through in life, and all the deaths really impacted and hurt my heart. But just really wrestling with God to get to that point that you see him as a best friend again, and not someone that, you know, that has hurt you or allowed something bad to happen in your life, and how to experience wellness and traditions and enjoyment, and to be able to laugh again and not feel bad for it or guilty for it. So there's just so much. And overall, just how to create a more purposeful life and to live life to the fullest. And I talk about a bucket list in my book. I'm a big believer of a bucket list, and so that we don't waste life. So it's just so precious. Just having the breath of life is reason to celebrate every single day, and just getting to that point that you understand God's, you know, reasons. He never causes grief, but he does allow it, unfortunately. But just getting to the point that you understand just how amazing life is, regardless of what you're going through. So.
Wow, I can just hear the clarity in you, and you're like a bubbling stream of joy and hope, even in the midst of all this. And I'm thinking of the story of Job and how he praised God even when he lost everything. And so that does seem to be a part of a formula that opens our soul up to the lessons, like you say, and even allowing grief to teach us. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners as our time draws near here?
Yes, if anyone is going through grief, I just really encourage you to pour your heart out to God and tell him what you're thinking and what you're feeling. He already knows it, but just really take time, you know, the rest of this week, just to really tell God exactly where you're at. He's not going to hold it against you. Really pour your heart out and just seek his word and get to know him for yourself. Just so many times I think God gets a really bad rap because we only know what some people have told us about him or other people have shared with us through experiences. But just buy a Bible or get a Bible and just really read it cover to cover and just find out exactly who God is and his attributes and his personality, and really pour your heart out and work on the relationship with him, and just ask him to really help you through your grief. I found that, and family and friends have been probably the biggest benefits to helping me get through my grief. So I really encourage those vital relationships of God and family and close friends that you can trust, that you can really talk to about your grief and the disappointments and the hurts in life, because we definitely all have them.
Yes, and sometimes we're grieving not that only the loss of a person or a pet or a loved one, but of a dream.
Yes.
And that, too, is a loss of sorts. So life is about living through losses and encountering greater joy. And I love what you say, Kim, about deepening your relationship with God, because he promises he will never leave us. And
definitely,
all may die around us, but he is always alive. So, listeners, I'd really like to encourage you to get this book. Go to facebook.com, Getting Your Breath Back by Kim Niles. Kim, you've been a blessing to me just listening to you, and I want to thank David on the air for bringing you to us. I'm thinking about my mother and her passing after 91 glorious years, and as I told friends, when I think about her and her freedom from the wheelchair and ability to sing and dance and speak and see again, I get really, really happy. And when I think about me, I get really, really sad.
Yes, yes.
It becomes obvious. Don't think about yourself.
It's so about hard.
Her. Yes, it is hard. And I just want to pray a blessing on you, and may your ministry grow and multiply and be a source of joy and comfort to so many people in the world. Any last word you want to say?
Just thank you so much, Lori, for this opportunity. And like I said, I'm so sorry for your pain and the loss of your mother. And I just thank you so much for just allowing me this opportunity so that I can share my ministry. I deeply appreciate it.
Well, I just, we have grief in common this day. At my mother's funeral, our priest had the Episcopalian priest did something really cool, because Mom had 5 great-grandchildren, and he had them, we brought balloons to the where we were going to scatter her ashes in the church graveyard, and he had the kids each kiss a balloon, and then we released them into the sky. And little Wade, who's only 3, most of us had kind of wandered off, and he stood there looking at the balloons, and then he blew a kiss to the sky, and he said, "Bye-bye. Thank you for everything. Happy birthday." And so that's the image I have of the celebration. You know, thank you for everything. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Because
how
it
sweet.
Is a blessing to the people who have gone on. You know, they're having a lot more fun than we are, if we could just
yes.
remember that.
Yes, definitely.
Kim, blessings again to you. And the book is Getting Your Breath Back. And may all the listeners get your breath back, and remember that Jesus will never leave you and is always with you. He was a man acquainted with grief, and yet he promises great joy. Blessings, Kim, and thank you. And listeners, go out and breathe deeply the Ruah, the breath of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. You have a great day, Lori.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.